Says the afternoon magazine, I'm Celeste Quinn. If you're a reader of Michael Connelly's crime novels, you're familiar with Harry Bosch and Terry McCaleb. Bosch is a homicide detective with the L.A. Police Department. McCaleb, an FBI profiler. Both are meaty characters, smart, tough. Both are featured in Connelly's new thriller, A Darkness More Than Night. Michael Connelly is our guest this afternoon. A former reporter, he worked the crime beat in Los Angeles. He is the winner of an Edgar Award, a Nero Wolfe Prize, a McCavity Award, and an Anthony Award. He's currently on tour for A Darkness More Than Night, and today he's in the Chicago area for a book signing this evening at Anderson's Bookstore on Jefferson Avenue in Naperville. He will be there at 7 tonight. Michael Connelly, good afternoon.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What led you to put these two characters together in this book?
Well, it was my 10th book, and I was kind of fishing around for an idea that would hopefully give it a little more impact than my previous books, so I decided to have these characters cross each other's path.
Yeah. They're both strong characters, but they're quite different men. How do you think of these two guys?
I think they are different. They're both like on the same trail, so to speak. They're both chasers or investigators. But I think one is certainly more darker than the other. I think Harry Bosch has a lot more conflicts, inner conflicts, and from those conflicts he gets the fuel for what he does. I think he's a guy who's like in the dark, and I think Terry McCaleb is more like someone who's in the light looking into the dark.
Yeah. Both are drawn to the darkness, though. Terry McCaleb is drawn to the darkness early in the going. Terry, who you now have retired from the FBI, is asked to help solve a murder. He's a new dad. He's not long married. He's living with a heart transplant. But it's not really difficult for him to take the case. At the end of the second chapter, you write, McCaleb knew it was time to go back to the darkness, to explore it and know it, to find his way through it.
Yeah, I think that's like the central thing of the book, that I don't know whether it's too strong a word to say he gets seduced to going back into the darkness, but he certainly has built a life away from it when we open the book, and within, as you said, the second chapter, he's ready to go back. And I think that's just a reflection of many of the investigators I've known when I was a reporter, that they feel that they have a mission in life. And if you feel that way about your avocation, then, you know, no matter how far you move away or what kind of life you build, you're always going to miss it and always going to want it. And that's what happened to Terry.
Yeah. Now, you were a crime reporter, and now you're writing crime novels. Do you feel a draw to darkness?
I really don't think I do. I'm really more of an observer. When I was a newspaper reporter, I most of the time covered crime or courts, and so this was kind of the milieu I worked in, and I found it fascinating. I think I'm completely fascinated with the idea of policemen trying to do a good job under difficult circumstances. They, you know, it's that adage by Nietzsche of 100 years ago about when you look into the abyss looks into you, and that's really what I write about.
Is this book your darkest?
It's close to it, I think. There's some things about it, mostly because it becomes while it's a crime novel and a mystery, it's also an examination of Harry Bosch and what the cost of what he's done, what the cost has been to him, the going into the darkness for so many years. It has taken a piece of him, the darkness has gone into him, and that's what this is an examination of. So it is, I think, a pretty gritty and dark story.
Yeah. Is Harry Bosch going to be back?
Sure. I don't think I'm dumb enough to like knock off my meal ticket. So
he's such a great character. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know for sure he's coming back at least once more, because last week I finished my next novel and he's in it. So he remains fascinating to me as a character to explore, and I still think there's things I can do with him.
Yeah. Well, if I had to be trapped with one of these two guys, I think I'd rather be trapped with Terry. But on the other hand, when it comes to reading them, Harry's my guy.
Well, that's probably my take, too, except when it comes to writing them. I think put it this way, if I was going to drive somewhere and have a conversation with someone, I would probably want to talk to Terry more than Harry, because you probably wouldn't get a lot out of Harry. But if I was going to get, if I was going to be a victim of a crime, a murder or something, which one would I want investigating my the crime against me? I would probably want Harry.
Yeah. It'd probably be better on Survivor, too.
Yeah.
You know, I do wonder from time to time, though. I mean, I love Harry Bosch and reading him. I mean, but I wonder from time to time when you sit down to write him, do you ever have thoughts of character homicide?
So far, it hasn't happened. I mean, I think in terms of the arc of myself as a writer, that I hope when I'm writing what will be the last Harry Bosch novel, that I know I'm writing it. You know, I hope something didn't happen, that it's just the series just ends. I hope I get to control how it ends up with Harry, whether it's for good or for bad. And so therefore, I think in those terms, but not in immediate terms do I think of, you know, getting rid of this guy, because like I said, I think there's still stuff I can explore of him, and I think he's a really good window onto the world of Los Angeles.
What gives you the greatest pleasure as a writer?
I think coming across the what I call the telling details. They're usually very small things about a character, but they very succinctly kind of sum up something about the character. And when you're sitting there at your computer writing, you know you have a long path ahead of you of, you know, months and months and longer of writing a novel, but you can get huge and huge feelings of fulfillment when you know you've just kind of made a brushstroke that says a lot about a character.
Hmm. There are gruesome murders that happen along the way in your series of books, and I'm wondering if you ever feel like maybe you're crossing the line, it's too gruesome, it's too dark.
Well, I think a lot of it is, it is an art, there is a line, and I think what I try to do is never cross that line, but oftentimes when you hold back from the line and maybe hold things back, what you're doing is firing your reader's imagination, and so in their mind things can be actually more gruesome than they are on the page. I wrote a book about 5 or 6 years ago called The Poet that was about an FBI investigation of a child killer, and when the book opened, all the killing was over with. It had already been, it was off the page, it was just kind of referred to obliquely through the book. Yet of all my books, that is the one that had engendered the most response from readers about how it was gruesome and they had difficulty with the subject matter. Yet if they ever analyzed the book, it was almost never in the book. It was off the page. And that was a valuable lesson for me to learn as a writer, that, you know, sometimes leaving things to the imagination is actually can be more difficult for a reader than just outlining it, you know, detail by detail.
Mm. Well, the best to you and your imagination.
Well, thanks.
Michael Connelly has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He is the author of a number of books, 10, I believe, is what he said. I lost track. His latest is just out, A Darkness More Than Night. He's in the Chicago area today for a book signing at Anderson's Bookstore on Jefferson Avenue in Naperville. He'll be there at 7 tonight. A Darkness More Than Night, Michael Connelly's latest book.